The White House is criticizing North Korea for launching a barrage of short-range missiles off its coast. Spokesman Gordon Jandro said the move was not constructive. He said North Korea should instead focus on fulfilling its commitment to nuclear disarmament. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the missile launches are seen as a reaction, in part, to a much tougher stand against Pyongyang by South Korea's new government.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported that at least three short-range ship-to-ship missiles were launched from the western coast of North Korea. The guided missiles didn't hit anything, and the incident is seen more as saber-rattling rather than a military exercise, says Ken Lieberthal, a professor of political science at the University of Michigan and an Asian specialist at the National Security Council during the Clinton administration.
The missiles don't threaten anyone. It's a way that North Korea has of showing their anger and reminding people that they do have some military capability.
North Korea's anger is focused in part on South Korea. There's increasing tension on the Korean Peninsula. The missile launches come one day after Pyongyang expelled nearly a dozen South Korean government officials working at an industrial cooperative zone in North Korea. The friction began not long after Lee Myung-bak became South Korea's new president, says Ted Galen Carpenter with the Cato Institute.
Under President Lee Myung-bak's liberal predecessors over the past more than 8 years, South Korea's policies were quite soft toward North Korea. That has now changed. South Korea has a new, rather conservative government, and it is taking a much harder line toward North Korea.
For years, South Korea's leaders followed a so-called sunshine policy, offering aid and money to help coax North Korea into giving up its nuclear program. Lieberthal says Lee is now putting more stringent conditions on that aid.
South Korea wants serious implementation of the agreement that North Korea signed last fall to make a complete declaration of its nuclear materials, with the history of the production of those materials, and to begin a process of removing those materials so that eventually North Korea will be without any nuclear capability.
That's what the U.S. and other members of the six-party talks want as well. But South Korea's new government also wants North Korea to improve its human rights record. The Cato's Carpenter says that issue is a non-starter for North Korea, and bringing it up would be counterproductive.
The minute we do that, we virtually eliminate any chance of meaningful progress on the nuclear issue. I know that's very difficult to remain silent, but if we want to get results on keeping North Korea non-nuclear, we're going to have to put the human rights issue and probably some other matters on the back burner.
On Thursday, South Korea voted in favor of a resolution at the UN Human Rights Council that condemned North Korea. That likely contributed to North Korea's decision to test fire-guided missiles. But Michael Green, a senior advisor on Asia policy in the Bush administration until 2005, says North Korea played the wrong hand this time around.
I think it was a stupid move, though, because it will now raise in the U.S. and elsewhere attention to North Korea and make us realize that they're not delivering and raise questions about how we keep the pressure back on.
Green says that pressure will be more intense now, given South Korea's new government. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.